This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm your host, Kerry Lutz. It's 7/14/23, show 509, and earning seasons has begun in earnest.
Yes, we started this morning with JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, BlackRock, and United Health. All those companies reported earnings. The markets are hanging in there today. It's not a great day, but earnings season is underway. Just a quick reminder, United Health having a pretty good session, at least right now. That stock's up about 6.5%. And that probably is accounting for the primary pop in the Dow. The Dow right now is up 75 points. But remember, that's a price cap weighted index. So United Health being the biggest price stock in the Dow, it carries the most weight and probably is keeping the Dow positive. Otherwise, we'd probably see the Dow negative today.
Okay. And JPM, though, had a big earnings number, didn't it?
Yeah, JPM did have some good numbers. The stock has faded, though, from the opening bell. It did gap higher, traded close to 153, now at 149. The stock is very overbought on the daily chart at this stage of the game. Got to remember, Kerry, since that financial crisis began in March, all the money flow has gone into JP Morgan. Everybody's opening accounts there because they're so scared. So JPM definitely benefited from that. But you're having a good pullback. The stock has run up into the earnings announcement. It looks like a buy the rumor, sell the news. I don't think it's going to be a big pullback here, but nonetheless, it is backing off basically flat on the day now.
All right. And hey, next Friday, July 21st, my birthday is options expiration for June.
Well, happy birthday. And yes, it is Options X. This is going to be a wild one, if you ask me, because we have earnings season really kicking into gear by the middle of next week. And you know what happens during options expiration, Kerry. We get a lot of institutional game playing. So just a heads up to all the listeners, traders should be aware of stocks that are in the stratosphere. They're the vulnerable stocks that could see pullbacks. And stocks that are at lows or have been beaten down, those are the stocks that often will get bounces. So keep that in mind. Options X is a time period where we'll start to see Options X game playing even the Friday before Options X week begins. But the official expiration date is on your birthday, July 21st. So happy birthday.
Yeah, well, I'm already getting Medicare, so this birthday is kind of a big nothing burger. But hey, fun is fun. So precious metals have been on a tear. We thought they were going to go, you know, make at least shorter term lows. But, you know, a funny thing happened on the way to the short term lows.
Yes, a funny thing did happen on the way to the short term lows. And it was an epic decline in the U.S. dollar index. The U.S. dollar index, I know a lot of you may not think this is a big move, but just on if you go back to the 6th of July, the dollar was trading at around 103.27. Now it is right underneath 100, sitting at 99.50. That is a huge move for the U.S. dollar index, and the dollar has basically had a waterfall decline here. So pretty ugly, I'm going to say an epic dip. And when I did work on the dollar, you know, you'll get some bouncing from an oversold condition, but the dollar ultimately is going to go lower, and that could, you know, stabilize these precious metals and even possibly push them a little bit higher. But that's definitely the catalyst this week for the big pop in precious metals. Silver has been just unbelievable. Yeah. Even today, it's up again today. So silver has just been a powerhouse. And you know, I'm kind of bummed a little bit, Kerry, because I was looking to get into silver down around silver futures down around that 21 level, and you know, they popped it up here. So I'll have to wait on pattern now.
Yeah, no, that old story. I was looking to buy real estate in the 70s. It was too expensive. Then I waited till the 80s. It was still too expensive, even more expensive. Then I got to the 2000s trying to buy it again. And then it really went higher until 08 and 09. I figured I'd wait. It would go even lower. And here we are in 2022, highest it's ever been. So sometimes it's better not to wait.
Sometimes, but I will say this, you and I both have owned precious metals for a long time, and I still own every single ounce and share of the precious metals that I bought back in 2003. So, we made a big substantial purchase of silver back in September of 2022, and the physical metal's doing really well.
Yes, certainly is. And silver is just a hair's breadth under 25, could very well finish over 25 today. When was the last time it was at 25, Nick?
Well, if you're looking at silver futures, last time we were there was right around May 11th. May 11th, we actually were above around 25.50, and then we sold off sharply. The high this year, I believe, for silver was around 26.43 in silver futures. So right now we're just a hair above 25 on silver futures at 25.19. But, silver is, in my opinion, maybe I don't know if it does it immediately, but, it's going well into the low to mid 30s on this next run.
Right. All right. That's interesting. Hey, Bitcoin is also heading up today.
Yeah, Bitcoin's been very, very strong as of late. Today, actually, we have a little bit of a pullback in Bitcoin, a little bit of a pause, but it's been a good week for Bitcoin. So today, Bitcoin, I have it down on Bitcoin futures by a little over 1%, but the chart pattern is strong. In fact, if anybody looks at a weekly chart, it's probably one of the better setups that I've seen this year for Bitcoin. So Bitcoin took off basically right around the 15th of June, and you had that big, big surge into the end of the month, and now it's consolidating to go higher. So the Bitcoin chart is still very, very constructive. I'm not a huge fan of cryptocurrencies, as you know, but when the chart looks good, I'm the first to tell you. And right now, the chart looks very good. And you also had a very bullish court case victory for Ripple, I believe, earlier this week, and that seems to be another catalyst. So right now, there should be more upside in the chart as it is very strong.
The court case is a little strange because on the one hand, it said that when individuals or cryptos are traded on an anonymous exchange, they're not a security. But when commercials buy them, then they are a security. And, I think we're going to have to wait to see what the appellate courts have to say about it before we really know what its official legal status is. It's always been my opinion as a recovering attorney that Bitcoin was a security, but hey, what do I know? That's why I'm recovering.
Well, I will say this, Kerry, due to that court ruling, we saw a big move in Coinbase. So everything you're saying right there makes sense why Coinbase is breaking out to not new highs, but I would say monthly highs. So Coinbase has had a meteoric rise, and that began also right around June 6th, the low was made in Coinbase around $46. And today, believe it or not, Coinbase went above 110. So now pulling back a little bit from an overbought condition. But that makes sense because now they have to basically trade through some type of broker dealer, which would be Coinbase.
An exchange, I guess. Exactly. We would call it in crypto parlance. But this decision is premature, shouldn't be celebrating it. It has to go to the appellate court. Both sides will appeal it. It's effectively a split decision. So it's ambiguous and it doesn't really solve anything. It's just one federal court. There could be similar cases coming down in other federal courts making opposite decisions, and then the circuits could have disagreements. And in that case, it might very well wind up in the Supreme Court.
Well, I think that ultimately is where it goes. If anybody wants to look further into crypto, I would tell everybody there was a March executive order by the Biden administration. I forget the exact title of the executive order, but you could go there and look at it. I don't think that that executive order is favorable to anything crypto. I've been very suspect of the government allowing cryptocurrencies to exist. Yeah. But, you know, I just go by the charts, and right now the charts are still bullish. So, you know, right now it lives to fight another day and the pattern is good. But, you know, longer term, I think that the governments do not want crypto. Maybe they did at one point, but I'm not so certain they do any longer.
Hey, like I always say, Nick, don't steal. The government hates competition.
You know that, Gary.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for today. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he has beaten the averages for decades. The Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz. And okay, send your emails, KL@KerryLutz.com. And post your YouTube comments below. We'll get to some. There was a great one from a couple of days ago, Nick, but I've forgotten it already. but we will get to it next week. It was really a good one. I might have even sent it to you. But, hey, we got a guy here, Guy R. Good morning, Kerry and Nick. I'm up 8.5% in my hedge fund today. I told you guys that I was all in with leverage too. I'm grateful for your insight. I was able to hold through the confusion. So, you know,
very good. I'm glad to be that we could help people out. And honestly, that's why we really do it. We're not making money on this show or anything like that, but yeah, you know, we could help some people out. And that's, you know, more you give in life, the more you get back. So yes. I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah. So, we'll get to some of these questions next week, I hope. And Nick, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Have a great weekend, Kerry.